Hey there, folks, it's the Paul Spooner Podcast from the car. That's right, I'm driving right now back from work in Nagoya, Japan. There's a truck merging in front of me. You know, the trucks here are very interesting. Okay, so in Japan, trucks are cute. And by cute, I mean small and round. The cars are smaller, generally, than American cars. And I think probably this has to do with the fact that Japanese people carry far less cargo with them. They don't need a huge duffel bag full of spare shoes. They are generally a more austere, more ascetic society than the American one, which has us carting around all kinds of, I don't know what people cart around, spare burgers or something. Anyway, the Japanese people tend to have less stuff, and so their cars are smaller. They're also generally smaller people, so that helps. And they're not incredibly obese, because that is not okay in Japanese culture. It is not all right to be incredibly obese. At least I haven't seen a great number of obese people around here. Maybe there are, and they just don't hang out on the streets. So the trucks are cute. Of course, they have to be tall enough to seat a person and have an engine. So they have to have a certain amount of height. But then their length is pretty short and their breadth is also pretty narrow. So if you look at the cab will be about as high as the bed is long. And so it has a very pleasing proportions and produces this very cute truck look. It's a pickup truck kind of style. I'm sitting behind one right now in traffic, and I can see that this one is an extended cab pickup truck, by which I mean it can barely hold four Japanese people, and probably not even one gargantuan obese American. So yeah, very cute trucks. I've been Paul Spooner. This is the Paul Spooner Podcast, and allow me to play you out. Bum 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 b